Irrigation Strategies. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Dahl is a former UC farm advisor in Merced County. He's now working for the private sector, developing an almond operation in Portugal. He still gives advice to growers. We asked him about that calculation for irrigation of tree crops.
Most of us look at baseline evapotranspiration, which is usually a fully irrigated grass or some type of fully grown cover crop. And then we multiply that by a crop coefficient, which is also known as a KC value. And that equals the evapotranspiration of our targeted crop.
Or essentially the water use of that crop you're farming.
When we look at ETO calculations, they are provided throughout California through the use of CIMIS, which is California Irrigation Management Information System. That's kind of these weather stations that are spread throughout, and they can provide a little bit of an estimate that's reasonably site-specific for most farm operations in California. What's nice is that that same calculation that's being used by CIMIS, it can also be utilized by weather stations that are outfitted with solar radiation, wind speed, humidity, and temperature sensors within a given field, and that can get you a little bit more site-specific values of that baseline evapotranspiration within your specific field. And then once you have that, that's multiplied by the crop coefficient to give you how much water needs to be applied.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.